The following is an audio recording of Capitalism and the Drug War, published April 15, 2021, by the drug war philosopher, unabolishthedea.com.
The interests of capitalism dictate what politician-led Americans can think about substances. Psychoactive plant medicine need merely cause a problem for one demented youth, and our politicians easily convince us that the substance must be eradicated from the face of the earth. Meanwhile, if a big pharma antidepressant causes weight gain and suicide, we dismiss these as bad reactions, essentially blaming the victim for their oddball reaction to the drugs, while insisting that the substance in question is a godsend for the vast majority of the depressed. This is not surprising since unfettered capitalism has a history of keeping problems from being solved if the solution would negatively affect stock values. That's why we have no quick answers to heart problems and cancer, since the obvious solution would be for Americans to cut back drastically on red meat, and yet the American Heart Association is supported by precisely those industries that would lose out, given such a truly scientific approach. Therefore, such agencies are like O.J. Simpson vowing to spend his life searching for the guy who killed his wife. If they truly wanted to find the reason for heart disease, etc. in America, they'd take one long look in the mirror. We'd have been driving electrically powered cars a century ago, using free electricity and cell phones too, except that capitalism quashed these inventions because they merely empowered humanity rather than the all-important stockholder.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Capitalism and the Drug War, published April 15, 2021, unabolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.